for long and healthy life.
Welcome to America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. As you know, each and every show, right from the get-go, we go inside the Beltway to talk with the true insiders from Talk Radio News. Victoria Jones joins us. And, Victoria, you and I are both going to be in New Hampshire, so it's kind of exciting to see what's happening in Iowa, because this is the first real litmus test, if you will, with these Iowa caucuses. And from your point of view, because you've covered politics for a long time, and I'm trying to put this into some kind of perspective, I think, for the people who are listening who keep asking me, what's so big about Iowa and why Iowa? What do you think? What is the deal with Iowa? How much does it really matter?
Well, I think it matters for one good reason it matters, apart from anything else, is that this is the first time not only that most Republicans are paying attention, because it's the beginning of 2012, so that's when people start to switch on, but it's the first time really that most Americans are paying any attention. Most people who've been following this are wonks like us. Most people don't have a clue that this has been going on and don't care that this has been going on. But now suddenly this is happening. So if there's an upset tomorrow morning and Santorum wins, which I think is possible, that will not only be an upset in our little world, it will be an upset in the real world. And so it'll be a bigger upset because people will say Santorum, Santorum who? And it'll become a huge story because it'll be a real upset. So it does matter. And it also gives people momentum going into the next stage, going into New Hampshire, and then going into, if they can, going into South Carolina and Florida. So it does matter.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting. I was looking back at some statistics and whatnot, and you remember when Mike Huckabee won Iowa, the problem that ultimately happened with him as he was doing well in the beginning is he ran out of gas. He ran out of money. That could also be what happens with Rick Santorum, because unlike Mitt Romney, he doesn't have the big bucks backing him up. That's always a dilemma for some of these people that are the surprises, as you say, that rise early, and then they don't have anywhere to go for money. We've seen this happen in the past, don't you think?
Oh, this is a big problem for Santorum, even though he's talking about how much his fundraising has gone up over the last few days. I'm sure it has, but it's not going up to the kind of levels that is going to match a Romney or a Paul or a Gingrich, and he certainly doesn't have the organization on the ground. He didn't even have a bus until a few days ago, until a reality star, a TV star with about 19 children, donated his family bus to them.
Yeah, oh yeah. Yeah, I think it's fascinating to watch what happens here. How much are the Democrats paying attention to this? You know, like David Axelrod and Gibbs, of course, now back in Chicago, but they're handicapped. So it was a lot. Yeah.
Glued. Axelrod and Fluff are glued. We were told absolutely, totally fixated and glued, and they have quite a big ground game in Iowa. They have 8 offices statewide, and they've been doing a lot. And Obama hooked up by a video conference today with the Democratic caucuses, because they are caucusing in Iowa tonight. But we were told by Jay Carney today at the White House press briefing that the president's no more nor less interested in the results than anybody else. And everybody went, oh, come on.
Hey, speaking of the press secretary, Jay Carney, as we seg from Iowa to what's happening in Iran, he talked about that. What did Carney have to say about Tehran and what's going on there with the Strait of Hormuz?
Well, I mean, he basically said that he really just talked about their poor behavior.
Yeah,
that really was what he had to talk about. You know, this of course has to do with the fact that they are once again threatening the oil routes. And they are threatening the United States because we've been engaged in some naval exercises over there. And the response basically by Romney was that they need to cut it out and get in line. and stop misbehaving. That's paraphrasing him enormously, but that was basically what he had to say.
Yeah.
And start fulfilling their obligations was his phrase.
Yeah, and because of course Iran, as you just said, is warning the U.S. carrier that's there just stay out of the Persian Gulf, and of course we both know that's not going to happen.
Right. And 2 weeks ago, they threatened to close the Straits of Hormuz. To oil traffic, and of course that they were told pretty smartly by the U.S. Fifth Fleet in Bahrain, no, that's not going to happen. We're not going to allow that to take place.
Yeah. Victoria Jones, thanks so much. We appreciate the update, and we'll be watching to see what happens in the end here in Iowa. Thanks. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you.
So right now what we have is Rick Santorum slightly ahead of Mitt Romney, 25% really each, but about 70 votes if you were to count it that way. Santorum has a little bit of the edge. Ron Paul, 22% of the vote of the caucuses, 25,307 votes. Gingrich got 14%, Perry 11%, and Michelle Bachmann 6%, and this was with 96% reporting of all of the areas, of all the districts that had to go through the caucuses, because remember there were so many, well over 1,700. Michelle Bachmann speaking, about 15 minutes ago, her campaign manager, while she was speaking, was actually talking to someone in the media saying that she may drop out of the race, but it sure didn't sound like it. Take a listen.
I believe that I am that true conservative who can and who will defeat Barack Obama in 2012. Just be prepared. The pundits and the press will again try and pick the nominee based on tonight's results. But there are many more chapters to be written on the path to our party's nomination. The people of Iowa have spoken, and they have written the very first chapter in this long journey to take our country back from Barack Obama. And make no mistake, we will.
I like what one businessman said. He said, I feel sorry for her. She's real nice, but this isn't her time. She spent days before the caucus, of course, deflecting lots and loads of questions about whether or not she could stay in this thing. Her campaign saying initially she would definitely press on to South Carolina, where, of course, Republicans have a January 21st primary. No matter what the caucus outcome was. But the crowd you heard behind her there was very, very anemic, about maybe 70 people or so. And like I said, got about 6% of that vote. John Huntsman, 1%, 712 votes of the 96% counted. And, you know, Herman Cain did receive 57 votes. He's not in this thing. Somebody needs to tell a few Iowans he's not running. So that would amount to 1% as well, the same as John Huntsman. So really this is Rick Santorum, Mitt Romney, and then right behind them, Ron Paul, who has a really good showing. 1, 2, or 3. Even you could say 4, although Newt is pretty heavily behind all of them, isn't bad in Iowa whatsoever, and pressing on to New Hampshire. So coming up next on America Tonight, we're going to go to Iowa to speak with Carrie Pickett from the Washington Times. She predicted Rick Santorum's surge weeks ago. She's there on the ground, and we'll talk about the race, the candidates, some of these speeches, what happened with the voters, because there was a lot of momentum as far as independent voters for Ron Paul. That was a huge thing for him. What about some of the other things that happened in Iowa? We'll find out. Hang with us here on America Tonight. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Ready to save while getting prepared? Then you're ready for the winter sale at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Take advantage of the incredible savings on all items at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Portable AM, FM, and shortwave radios from $19.95. American Red Cross emergency radios and Kato radios from $28.95. Solar lanterns from $22.95. Solar flashlights, two for $16.95. Hand crank LED hurricane lanterns and flashlights from $8.95. Be sure to check out the flexible solar panels to power your emergency and survival gear. Every order over $75 will receive a solar-powered flashlight absolutely free. So get prepared this winter by visiting 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Or call 866-999-8422. That's 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
Down the street with the people way down low. Ain't no sound but the sound of speech. Machine guns ready to go. Are you ready? Hey, are you ready for this? Are you hanging on the edge of the seat? Out of the doorway is a bullet strip. The sound of the beat, yeah. Another one bites the dust. Another one bites the dust. And another one goes. And another.
A big shout out to new affiliate WLOB, 1310 AM and 95.5 FM. Woohoo! Joining us, Portland and Lewiston, Maine. Yeah, baby. Woohoo! I love Maine. When I was a kid, we had to several times during the summer we went up in that area. Beautiful, beautiful country. I think really in the summer and in the fall, terrific. Would love to do a show from Portland. I don't know, Matt, what do you think? You want to take a trip to Portland, Maine?
Book the trip.
Sweet! We got to camp out, though. Do the real thing. To see if we can get a live signal somewhere deep in the woods. All right, speaking of being deep in the woods, Rick Perry likes to hunt. He's going back to Texas, maybe not to hunt, but to reassess his campaign, supposedly. Rick Perry talking to his supporters after what was a tough deal for him, I'm sure. He wasn't able to muster up very much of that vote compared to, obviously, as I said, Rick Santorum and the hot run that he's on. In fact, he's speaking in Iowa. When we get some Santorum, we'll let you hear that. And Mitt Romney with over 96-97% of that vote counted. We're going to hopefully catch up with Kerry Pickett as that all unravels. Of course, reporting for the Washington Times has to be there as the candidates speak, and Rick Santorum is the guy that she saw really emerging, and boy, did she nail that. She was right. So Rick Perry, 11%, he's going to go and reassess, I think, his campaign, decide what they're going to do, maybe go on to South Carolina, maybe go through a few more of these primaries and then call it quits, or maybe back out sooner. Same thing with Michelle Bachmann, who you heard say, don't listen to the pundits, don't listen to the media, all that stuff. But the reality is her campaign person is out there saying that they're going to, the idea was to press on, but they're certainly going to look at it. That's pretty interesting stuff. And, of course, Ron Paul, I would think, would be inflated with what's, you know, the sales would be inflated for him with the 22% he got in Iowa. And let's see what happens with the libertarian bent in New Hampshire when they go to New Hampshire. Newt Gingrich, on the other hand, 14%. So if we were counting, which we are, he would be in fourth place in this caucus. And Newt Gingrich talked about a couple of things afterwards and before. He was on the same page, I think, with the negative ads. There was a lot of hammering back and forth over that. And Gingrich had this to say.
Well, we don't have to do anything negative. All we have to say in a happy and positive way is Newt believes in defending the Second Amendment. Here's what Romney said about guns. Newt believes in right to life. Here's what Romney did with Romney Care. You can do that pretty happily. You can have happy music. You look at this, it's frankly an embarrassment. And I haven't blamed just him. The whole system in Washington right now is an embarrassment.
All right, so he's on the same trail that he's been on, I think, for the past month or so, especially going after Romney, but that's not really resonating too much, at least in this caucus. And in New Hampshire, in the polls, it looks like Romney has a pretty good edge, too, as well. And we'll see if that also carries over for Rick Santorum. In the meantime, I mentioned Ron Paul now getting ready to move on. Has to feel pretty good about the results in Iowa.
I think there's nothing to be ashamed of, everything to be satisfied, and be ready and raring to move on to the next stop, which is New Hampshire. Nobody else to have people like you working hard and enthusiastic and believe in something.
Yeah, and a lot of people believe in Ron Paul's message and the fact that he sticks to the message. There's been some questions about his age. Is 76 too old? And, you know, will he really be able to get the party to rally around him? But regardless, huge, huge pickup for him in Iowa. And I thought he was, it stands to reason he was going to do well in Iowa. It certainly seemed that way. And the polls were pointing to that, too. Notice the difference in the Ron Paul crowd, how loud it was behind him versus what we heard from the Michelle Bachmann crowd. And, you know, I got asked this question a bunch during the day. And we talked about it last night about the Iowa caucus. How much does it matter? And I gave you the historical analysis, the fact that Iowa doesn't really, as far as Republicans are concerned, have the best record necessarily lately of picking winners. If you go back, the last five Republican primaries without an incumbent, the winner of the Iowa caucuses went on to win the nomination just two times. And you'd have to go to 96 and 2000 for that to happen. And, you know, of course, this is, someone said to me, well, what about all the other states? Yeah. What about all the other states? Absolutely. Except for this is a litmus test. This is the beginning. And look, you already have maybe Bachmann's campaign saying, oh, geez, are we going to stay in this? Maybe Rick Perry saying, are we going to stay in this? So you could even have somebody, maybe one or two of the candidates that we've seen in all these debates, decide to drop out of it. I think we're going to see everybody in New Hampshire. Maybe after New Hampshire, you may see somebody decides to slip away. I think, in a way, to be honest, I think it'd be a mistake to drop out of the race based on just solely what happened in the caucuses this Tuesday night. I would say even Michelle Bachmann would go one more or two more rounds with what we've seen, because a different crowd in the Granite State and then moving on to South Carolina from there. And certainly doesn't hurt her when it comes to maybe a vice presidential nod. That's kind of been whispered about. Maybe something else that could happen down the line, the exposure, that kind of thing. And every city, obviously, every state is different, you know, hitting all these. That was the thing about Iowa. And the thing that Rick Santorum did so well is the fact that he spent so much time really planting the seeds. I was listening to a story today, and you knew that they were didn't have much money in the way of campaigning. He was hitching rides on pickup trucks. He had a strong Republican backing, of course, in Iowa, and one of the lead dogs was driving around in his pickup truck. He was going from place to place, so he wasn't traveling in style. He wasn't in a jet going from Des Moines to Cedar Rapids or all those places in between. Really, honestly, that's how he traveled, and I think that resonated just like Mike Huckabee did, if you remember. Mike Huckabee really struck a chord with a lot of people, and then in the end, after a couple of races, that was it. He petered out, meaning some of the primaries, because of the strain, the financial strain. You have to be able to get that money pumped into a campaign because of the ads that go up. And, of course, everything that you do on the ground, there has to be some money there. That's why it's interesting that the Obama people are backing away from the billion-dollar tag that's been put on the incumbent president's campaign, because they clearly said, clearly, some of the people that are running his campaign use the billion-dollar word, the B word, that he was going to have that kind of a war chest to run. And you think, are you kidding? The incumbent guy needs $1 billion. What does everybody else need who's going to ultimately run for the spot and then run against the guy who already occupies the White House? I mean, that's just a little glimpse of how tough it is to snag it, to snag the knot. We're still at that point where it's almost, I mean, they're almost ready to call this thing. You can tell because Rick Santorum is speaking, and technically he shares the lead with Mitt Romney, but they're neck and neck enough. I mean, we're talking about less than 100 votes is what it's looking like to me right now at this point. I think that may change when every single caucus is in, but we're very close to that point. Very, very close. Remember, this all started. Somebody said to me, well, didn't this start at 7 in the morning? No. This started at 7 p.m. Central Time, and they're very methodical. There's no recounts in this. This is it. They go through, and whether it's in a church, a library, a school hall, you know, a school auditorium, rather, or wherever it is, and they go through these caucuses, and they pull out these delegates, and that's what happens. So very, very slow process, hours on end. I mean, actually, in a way, if you think about it, if it starts at 7, if this is all wrapped up before midnight Central Time, that's pretty fast, actually, because this wasn't an all-day affair. The campaigning was, but not the caucuses. All right, hang with us. Believe it or not, we're going to take a break from the business of politics and talk to our man in Hollywood about politics of a different sort next on America Tonight.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIASilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Jason Lewis here. With the holidays just around the corner, be sure to consider the greatest gift you can give to your friends and family.
peace of mind. That's why I choose WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna, savory stroganoff, and pasta alfredo that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. And they're ready to eat in minutes. Simply add hot water. Request a free entree sample today at WiseFoodStorage.com. And for a limited time, get free shipping and 10% off of your order. That's right, a free entree, free shipping, and 10% off any order. Just use promo code Lewis. Call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit wisefoodstorage.com. That's Wise, W-I-S-E, foodstorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price and the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love this holiday season.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection action so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. Or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health Products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
Iowa, and we seg to California, our man in Hollywood, Stephen Shohat. Love this guy. Professional tour guide forever and a day. I think he's got spies all over because he's got great research and has told so many stories. So it's no doubt the title of his book was so apropos of how he's lived his life. Hollywood Stories, short entertaining anecdotes about the stars and legends of the movies. Now, the reason, before we bring Stephen in from our green room, because, of course, we really pamper this guy. We got giant latte, I'm sure, and, you know, everything that he wants is probably laid out, because we know he's been with us now for a while on America's Night, so we got to really make sure we take care of him, just like Chelsea does with her people. You know, Chelsea lately, how she does her people in the green rooms and whatnot. So we have a little smaller budget. But anyway, the reason for the Bond movie music that you heard there is because Daniel Craig is negotiating a deal. I think it's really complete for maybe five more Bonds. Wow. They booted out Pierce Brosnan. I don't know how many he did, a handful, and then told him he was too old. That, you know, Bonds, that's pretty good for Craig to last like that. Cause it seems like they have a short shelf life these days. If you go way back in history, there were a couple that really stood out, like Roger Moore, obviously, was one of, he's the one that I really, really liked. But after that, we start to go further down, and in the 80s, 90s, etc., he didn't last very long as Bond. Stephen Shohat, as always, welcome to America Tonight.
Happy New Year, Kate. It's great here in the green room. Thank you.
Happy New Year to you, too. So what is it? They must really like Daniel Craig, because, like I said, he's getting this nod for maybe five more pictures.
They do. Barbara Broccoli and Michael Wilson, the producers, really, really like him. You know, when they hired him, he was very surprised. He said, "Oh, I had other plans, but I thought, if I'm going to be an actor and I'm going to turn this down, what am I in this profession for?" And he took a lot of abuse. Internet comments, not being physically right for the part, but the one thing he had going for him, all the other James Bonds were on his side, even Pierce, who he was replacing. They all said positive things. I guess they're like a fraternity. They stick together. And they said he'd be wonderful. And when Casino Royale did come out, it was the biggest James Bond movie of all time. So that's probably the biggest reason why they want to continue with him. Now the thing about making five movies, the latest one, Skyfall, the funding fell through because MGM had bankruptcy and problems. And now it's back on again. But I don't know how you can possibly guarantee five movies. So, reportedly he's going to get about $60 million for all five. I mean, if you go back with James Bond, originally they had talked about hiring Cary Grant. And Cary Grant just wanted to do one movie. And the producers from an early point realized, hey, we better get an unknown guy, because then we can hire him for like four or five movies. And the unknown guy they hired became an international superstar, Sean Connery. And after a while, he was unhappy with the multi-picture deal and began to really push for more money. And eventually the producers had to give him a percentage to keep him happy. And, of course, Daniel Craig getting way more than Sean Connery got relative to his time. If he's 43 now, so if Skyfall goes well and comes out this year, then I guess he'd finish up when he was 53, if they go every 2 years, but there's no guarantee of that.
Yeah, I just saw him in The Girl in the Dragon Tattoo, and he was excellent in that, by the way.
Yeah, and of course, he tries to play different things like a lot of actors do, and of course, with that role, he had to sort of get out of shape, and now he had to spend 2 months getting back in shape for James Bond. So,
yeah,
and of course, although The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo didn't do as well as they thought, potentially there are some sequels involved with that, so he'll definitely be playing two very different characters if he crisscrosses between those two movies.
Yeah, no kidding. All right, speaking of not doing as well as expected at the box office, that movie that came out during the holidays, what's going on with the box office in Hollywood? What are they seeing? Boy, it really dropped.
It's the worst it's been in 16 years. It's not since 1995. And who knows? Everybody has speculation. Roger Ebert just put out an article which had a bunch of different reasons, a bunch of different theories. One is, of course, the prices. It costs so much money to go see the movies these days. And not only that, but they make you spend a lot of money for popcorn, and they justify it by giving you giant popcorns, and you really can't get the small popcorns anymore. A lot of people who are, at least according to Roger Ebert, who are over 30, are really upset going to see the movies with people under 30, especially in comic book movie type situations with people texting all the time and things like that, and then people getting upset that they have to turn off their phones. Now, he said that maybe there's going to be new movie theaters that allow texting during the movie. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, and then You know, the movies too. I mean, they almost need to be blockbusters at this point to get people interested. Although, you mentioned The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo. That, the Swedish version of that movie, which I've seen, is very, very popular on Netflix. And one of his theories is that the studios just assume that people, don't want to see low-budget, more artsy movies, and it always proves to be wrong that people really want high quality and don't want the blockbuster all the time. But I think the theaters sort of assume that they have to have the blockbuster potential out there on the multiplex and don't want to take very many chances. So there's a lot of reasons. I personally think Netflix is just a huge reason why. I think people are quite comfortable staying home. Now, this is not new for Hollywood. They've had periods before where the movie box office went down tremendously, but it's a little bit different now because I don't think they can do the things that they did years ago to alleviate that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And it's interesting because of the technologies, like you mentioned, with texting. I would be curious if they had a theater where you could do that, because now just going to the movies, they have a thing that they play saying it's Cinemark. If you decide that you're gonna text, they're gonna remove you from the theater. Sorry, because you're ruining the experience for everybody else. And sure enough, there were three teenage guys by me. And somebody, they had their phones up, and somebody just practically thumped the kids on their heads, and they stopped it. They did. They shut down their phones, but I think they couldn't believe it that they were being told to shut their phones off. You know?
Right, but I mean, certain type of movies, definitely like the Twilight movies the superhero movies, they are going to probably attract younger people who are probably going to be into texting. So I mean, that's just one thing. I mean, the modern audience is what it is.
Yeah.
But you know, in the past, like 1933, when one third of the movie theaters in the country had to close down, they did certain things. Like, that's when they came up with the B movies, where you got to see two movies for the price of one. Mm-hmm. And they started giving away dishes and things like that, door prizes, all sorts of things to lure people in. Now, I don't think people today have the patience to sit through two movies.
Yeah.
So I'm always worried that the movies are going to be too long, personally.
Yeah.
So I don't know if you could do that. Now, when television came along in the 40s, that was another time when movie attendance really went down. And one of the things they did at that time was make a lot of movies overseas, because the thought was that if you let people see things like Italy and Spain and Rome, that would bring in audiences who couldn't see that at home. And of course, Marilyn Monroe at that time was always arguing to show a little more skin and things like that. She said, we have to get people away from the television set somehow. But now, I mean, once again, I think that option is probably not going to bring that many people in compared to what you have before. So I don't know what they can do, really. I mean, the one thing is just make blockbusters like next year. The Dark Knight movie is coming out. I'm sure there'll be IMAX screens, and that'll be a big event. But of course, not every movie is going to be a big event, and the movie theater owners are going to have to figure out ways to make the experience more attractive.
Yeah, I agree with you. Hey, we're almost out of time, but Anthony Hopkins, birthday number what for him?
74, and he's still a great actor, and you know, even he has gone through periods in the last few years where he had agents just absolutely not calling him, and so he was forced to change agencies, but he's also turned down a lot of things, like he gave Michael Caine a big break, turning down the role of the butler in Batman. Yeah, I guess he'd been there, done that, so he takes a lot of time off, but he's still, you know, obviously one of the most tremendous actors ever. And when he was in England and he was working on the stage, he just hated that and longed to come to Hollywood, and longed to be in movies. And of course, the one thing that he did about 1975, he gave up alcohol. And then after that, he was making movies with some pretty wild people.
Yeah. Stephen, we're out of time. Hollywood Stories, pick it up, folks. We'll talk to him next week.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like Elderberry Power, Orgicillin, Olive Leaf Capsules, Grapefruit Seed Extract, and Respir 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't forget Vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes. Whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Without a doubt, this comes down to Rick Santorum and Mitt Romney. I had to think for a second. Who's the establishment guy? Who is it? I remember that guy. Anyway, they've got 25% if you look at it overall, and it's now just a matter of numbers. Manipulating the numbers is, you know, is Rick Santorum 100 points higher than Mitt Romney because they're tied with over 98% of the Iowa caucuses reporting. And Ron Paul should certainly take third. You already heard what he had to say about moving on to the next stop, which is New Hampshire. Pretty huge for Rick Santorum. Because really, Rick Santorum was left for dead. He was in the single digits. He was hanging around with John Huntsman and Michelle Bachman. In fact, even Michelle Bachman, in some cases, was getting more numbers as far as the polls were concerned. So big, big, big moment for Santorum, no matter what. And he would have been a surprise heading into this. And now, certainly people who are not, as you heard Victoria Jones saying, paying attention to what was happening with the Republican Party until now that you have the caucuses and the real stuff, the primaries, he's somebody that'll get a lot of play out of this because of maybe winning it or coming into this dead heat with Romney or whatever. Certainly finishing the top three bodes pretty well. That's obviously the same thing with Ron Paul. He's in the same position, but Ron Paul had a lot of push in the polls and certainly a lot of support in Iowa. Here's what Rick Santorum had to say in the middle of all the excitement.
You, by standing up and not compromising, by standing up and being bold and leading, we will be in New Hampshire, we'll leave tomorrow, we'll spend our time there, and with your help and God's grace, we'll have another fun night a week from now. We will win this election.
All right, he's saying all the right things, and he should be pumped up because he was somebody that wasn't really being counted in this. I shouldn't say he wasn't being counted in this. There was some push for Santorum early in the game, but he was not taking any of the polls, and if you noticed in all the debates, really he was off to the side. He wasn't the main focus, as Ron Paul wasn't really either, although Ron Paul was more in the thick of it. So now he definitely clearly has the spotlight, and he killed himself getting it, going from place to place to place in Iowa. I mean, how many people in Iowa did he reach? How many people did he touch? Did he shake their hand, have a quick conversation with them, go and speak to a pancake breakfast? He really laid it on the line there, just like, and I think it mirrors what happened with Mike Huckabee from, you know, the former governor of Arkansas, and what he did, if you go back and look at Huckabee's run and how the people in Iowa embraced him. So does it matter? It matters because, like I said, it's the real stuff. This is the meat. We've been sitting here waiting to be served, and now we're served. We're served. And I've been talking about this for so long that, to me, it's very exciting that we have some real, real good stuff here going on, because now this is one after Iowa, moving on to New Hampshire, going on to South Carolina, going on to Florida, going all the way down the list in the primaries. And let's see what shakes out. And let's see who shakes out. I don't think anyone, even though there's been this conversation about dumping out, I don't know that I think anyone's going to dump out before New Hampshire. Now, Rick Perry is saying that they're going to go back and assess this in Texas. And Michelle Bachman didn't say that when she was talking to the people that were around her, but it seems like the campaign folks around her are definitely pointing to the fact that she's got to look at that. And, of course, it's because there's no question she didn't get much of a, you know, 5%. When you get to 5%, or it's like John Huntsman with 1%, although there's a push for maybe a third party around Huntsman, that's a time where you might assess that, but way too early with just Iowa. I think at least one more, maybe two more for probably everybody. I say we're going to see a full boat in New Hampshire, and I certainly hope so, because America Tonight is going to be broadcasting from New Hampshire, and we're hoping to talk to everyone and anyone. We'll talk to who's ever out there, and if we really had all the candidates across the board, that would be terrific, just to hear what they have to say heading into a completely different situation. And they've all been out there at some point and tried to mine, if you will, the vote. And Mitt Romney seems to be the one that's making the most noise. But as we can see, that doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to end up winning it. Either way, it's the real stuff. All right, we have a couple of other headlines I wanted to get to, because I don't want to completely ignore everything that's happening around us in the world. And this was a very sad story. We have a lot of people listening to us in the great state of Connecticut. And I actually got two different emails from listeners, WICC, saying, you know, isn't it sad what happened in New Haven? And in New Haven, if you don't know, this was a Christmas morning house fire that killed three girls and their grandparents. And what it looks like happened, because you say, how does this happen? What it looks like happened to this family is they took out the ashes from the embers from the fireplace, and some of them were still hot. And the hot ones must have were in the trash or outside an entryway, and that's how that fire started, that it was some kind of a spark probably from those embers. Boy, oh boy. And that what they were doing in this bag of these ashes, they were telling the girls that they were cleaning out the fireplace for Santa Claus, because you had a 10-year-old and you had a 7-year-old and two twins, actually 7-year-old girls, and their grandparents. And how awful for that family. And they're holding a funeral service for them Thursday in New York City, and they died of smoke inhalation and just awful. Even in fact, you can tell that the grandfather was trying to do whatever he could to help the kids, and he had a blunt trauma. That's what killed him. He had a blunt head trauma, neck trauma, so he was probably trying to find a way to jump out, and unfortunately they couldn't do it. The fire was just that fast and furious. And I think everyone, to be honest, knows that story and held their breath. So there's what seems to be what happened, because nobody could imagine what was it that did this. What happened? All right, here's another thing. We've been talking about this a lot. The defense budget cuts. They're talking about that the defense budget cuts might take away the option of two wars. We're talking about $260 billion. How often and how many people have we had on the show, like Jeff Atticott, our terrorism expert, who's coming on this show in a couple of days to talk about that? How many times have we talked about be careful what you wish for when it comes to cuts? You know, one of the things Ron Paul says, one of the things he says, is we got to get out of all these places because we just can't afford it anymore. We have this terrible deficit, and we can't afford to do what we're doing. And in a sense, he's right on a different front, because if we can't do it right, if you've got $260 billion that you got to take out in cuts, what are you cutting out of this when you think of the equipment you need and you're fighting in two different areas? When you're talking about what happens in Afghanistan and all the troops that we have that are there, that are currently in this ground war that's supposed to be until 2014. So you got Iran, and Iran is definitely paying attention to what's happening militarily with the United States. And what does that mean to Iran? What do they think that what's going to happen to the troops that are in Afghanistan? And would it be probably a sign of weakness, because who's going to be able to fight in Iran should something happen? And this is what the defense secretary Leon Panetta was very upset about. All right, Iowa looks like Rick Santorum, but very close. Mitt Romney, exciting stuff.
Boy, that escalated quickly. I mean, that really got out of hand fast.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story. And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
This constant bickering is going to put me in a coma.